It's time now for our regular segment on business and finance and our morning talk with our friends at Marketplace. Today we're going to discuss the gross domestic product. It's up today. But what does that mean? Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is reporter Tess Figlin. Tess, what is gross domestic product?
Gross domestic product is basically the sum of everything that we produce in the economy. The more we produce, the more goods and services we have, the more income that generates, and the more wealth there is for the country. And right now, the GDP totals about $11 trillion. And this is really just a systematic, regular way for the government to measure performance in all the separate parts of the economy.
There are so many measurements and statistics. Where does this one rank?
It's basically the finished dish of all those other economic ingredients that we hear about. You know, we hear about housing and durable goods and consumer spending. This is the aggregate of that, so it's quite important.
It's always been the measure of economic health.
No, actually, it was developed right after World War II by the Commerce Department, which sends out that number every quarter now. An economist named Simon Kuznets, who actually won a Nobel Prize for it in the 1950s. It was really the first time the government had any real idea of what was happening in the economy.
Huh. So today's numbers, they're a little surprising, you say?
Yeah, they were. 2.4% GDP. That is up a full percentage point from the first quarter of this year.
It's grown 2.4%.
Grown 2.4%, and that's year over year. That's the annual average.
And why so much?
Well, there was this little event called a war that took place.
And it was
mostly during the second quarter. So defense spending was a big part of this. In fact, if you take out defense numbers, the GDP would have been less than 1%. And also spending by businesses was up in the second quarter. And that's going to make a lot of economists happy because that's been one area that's been lagging in as the economy tries to recover from recession.
But the GDP, it's not the final word.
No, this GDP number isn't. This is what they call advanced GDP. And there's a second cut and then a final cut. And the average correction, Alex, between the first and the final is a full percentage point. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens on down the line. And we'll have more on this, a marketplace, what these numbers bode for the overall economy, plus a look at what working overtime does to your brain.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Alex.